May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. One of the things about traveling through life in Christ is that he owns the train, he owns the train station, and he controls the schedule, so you just have to enjoy the ride. One of the things that I don't know if they, well, they left out the last part of that story. Here's the last two verses. And his Lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed him. And so shall my heavenly Father also do to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart. That's kind of like the punchline of that story. That's not what I'm talking about today, but that's the punchline. Is that I've never known such torment in my life as when I don't forgive somebody. And the Lord uses that really in grace to drive me to a place where I'm willing to forgive from my heart, not just from some formula in my head. Last night we had our Keswick night. Guys came over and just talked about being in Christ. And Father Craig came, and so I'm not going to preach his word. I want him to preach the word. But he shared something that was really, really profound. God showed him about renewing our mind. And it made me think again about this thing about being in Christ and the fact that we were all born just filthy rich in Jesus. And yet it talks about the unsearchable riches of Christ. And the idea of Christ's riches being unsearchable isn't meant to say, well, this is just something you can never discover. It's meant to say you're just going to forever be discovering. It's so big, the joy and the childlike wonder of forever discovering will captivate you. And because we're born with the fullness of Christ, is what it says in Colossians 2. We don't get more. We discover more, but we don't get more. That's not possible if you were born with the fullness of Christ, which is what it says. And so part of the whole issue of seeking the Lord isn't trying to wrestle something out of him or convince him to give me something else, but it's so I can discover those unsearchable riches of Christ. And you never, we were talking about last night, you know, I was 25 years old when I first got it about what it means to be in Christ. And how amazing that was, that I was in Christ so that Christ could live his life through me from heavenly places. But all these years, now I'm 65, so 40 years later, I've become more childlike in the discovery than ever before. There's not a week that goes by that I don't see something else. I don't discover how much bigger than it was than I thought. It's the unsearchable riches of Christ. It never gets boring. It never gets old. And you've never found everything. There's always more to find. It's just an amazing thing. That's what is the motivation behind the disciplines. Things like fasting and things like prayer isn't this like boring thing you are compelled to do because you feel guilty. Nothing makes God's heart more thrilled than to know somebody wants to hang out with him because they're guilty and afraid not to. And if I were to tell Libby that's why I'm going to hang out with her, she'd be thrilled to hear that. And he loves me more than she does. He wants us to be in his presence because, one, he says our voice is sweet to him, Song of Solomon, and our presence is lovely. And he delights in your presence more than you delight in his, actually. Even though you bring your rags sometime into his presence, he just loves you that fiercely. But the point I want to get is that I hope when you go and spend time with the Lord, one, again, it's not again you're doing it out of guilt or you're supposed to or you're trying to wrestle something from God so you can get more. I hope it's from the place where you realize that you've already been given the greatest treasure of all, but the discovery of it's endless. And you just want to discover more so that you can experience more. You can't spend what you don't know you have, or you haven't discovered that you have. And so this would be an example, like this morning, in the running late thing, part of it is Olivia opened his check and she says, there's so many $1,000, this check written to you. And we like go, ah, that's so cool. Of course it wasn't written. I said it was Charles Luke Jones, not Charles William Jones. But I thought, that's what it's like in prayer. is that every time you pray, you discover, there's a check I didn't know. I discovered this check. One time, this is how organized I am and administrative I am. One day I was going through my trash can over there when our offices were over there. The house was over there. And near the bottom of the trash can, which we hadn't been emptied for a long time, there was a $1,000 check. Now, that's both sad and wonderful. It was sad that I would put a $1,000 check in the trash can, not know it, but it was wonderful that it was reserved in the bank for me for when I needed it, because I really needed it when I found it. I must not have needed it really big when I found it. And again, that's like prayer. Like every time I get with him, I discover, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Oh my goodness, this is crazy. So every time you go into prayer or hang out with the Lord, because you do know, right? You do understand that seated in the heavenlies in Christ, like you live in the throne room. Like Jesus is seated in the heavenly places. That's the throne room reality. We as charismatics always talking about throne room experiences. Well, you are in a throne room experience. When somebody meets up with you, they should have a throne room experience when you open up your mouth. You carry the throne room. You're in Christ, seated in the heavenly in heaven. But prayer is like you like stop, you know, like the train stops and you want to go, okay, I want to discover more that's mine. In this place that if when you pray, of course you're in the third heavens. Of course you're in the throne room, but you carry that with you all the time. Prayer is just when I want to stop and be in an undistracted way, just do some discovery. And every time you discover, it's transformational. Isn't that true? If you discover that there's a big check or something happens, it transforms your moment and your experience. Or some, you discover some good news. His, says in the Psalms, is like a cold water for a thirsty man in a dry land. So let's just read this real quick. That was the introduction. This is the 2-minute message. This is Revelation chapter 1. And the book of Revelation is about end time stuff, things that he sees, but it's also just another example of John at prayer. John stopping and discovering. He says, he heard this voice in verse 12, I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw 7 golden lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands, one like a son of man clothed in a robe reaching to his feet and girded across his breast with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, and his like snow. His eyes were like flames of fire, which that's the Song of Solomon, the vehement love of God for us. His feet were like burnished bronze when it was caused to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he had 7 stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp 2-edged sword, and his face like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as a dead man. That's what happens in prayer. I mean, when you fall down in your heart before him like a dead man, there's this transformation takes place, change. You should never go into prayer and then come out the person that you were before. Because you discover. And it's being in Christ is kind of like my car. Kind of like my phone. Like it's a smartphone. And I never figured out how to make it all work. But every once in a while, I'll be scrolling through Facebook and I'll go, 3 things I bet you didn't know you could do with your iPhone. And I'll like read them. I thought, you're kidding. Of course, I forget them after a day or 2. But I thought, oh my gosh, this phone is like my car. I should read the manual. It does, I think it'll cut my grass without anybody being in it. But I can't. It's overwhelming. And this is even better. This is the thing. Here's what he said. This is chapter 4. Here's the invitation. In the midst of these things, I looked and behold a door that's always standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here and I will show you what must take place in the midst of these things. And immediately I was in the spirit and behold a throne was standing in heaven and one sitting on the throne. That was really the verse I wanted to get to. That's one of the great verses about just being in God's presence, hanging out in the secret place. Now you carry the secret place with you because you're in Christ. Then you stop and want to just get a view, discover some more. And here's the invitation. This is part of what Craig was saying, is that renewing your mind, if you already have the mind of Christ, renewing your mind is just coming to agreement with the mind of Christ, with the mindset of Christ. And this is what God said, come up here in the midst of all these things that I'm showing you that aren't going to be good, come up here. Get heaven's perspective, and I'm going to show you what must take place in the midst of these things. Not what everybody else is saying is taking place, but I want you to get my perspective, get my mind on these things. And he said he found himself in the Spirit, in before a throne, rediscovering that if you're in Christ, Jesus owns the train station, and he controls the schedule. He's in control, not the devil. Or not people. I just think that's an amazing verse. And you keep reading that stuff that what John saw in that moment, but that's God's invitation to pray. It's like, not literally geographically, but come up here. Stop. Get a glimpse. Let me show you what must take place in this situation, that circumstance, or this deal in your life. Just rediscover the mind of God in this, and then come into agreement. And then you come out of the place, you carry that heaven's reality with you. All right? Hope that made sense. Did to me, so I had fun whether you did or not. In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.